Kevin, I haven't picked anything right all year long, so let's continue with that trend. I'm going to go Patriots by four, let's say 28-24, and Brady walks off with the MVP trophy.
Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
The New England Patriots are the NFL champions.
On Hungry for Sport, the man from Sacramento, Steve Salisbury.
Climbing up on Salisbury Hill.
Rebound, Curry. And the dream season is now complete. The Golden State Warriors are the 2015 NBA champions. Their first title in 40 years. And how sweet it must be for those crazy, loyal Bay Area fans.
Even just growing up as a young fella in Dandenong and Endeavor Hills, told you're never going to make it to be in this position right now, giving this interview to you. It's an unbelievable feeling.
I mean, this is special. To be able to hold this trophy and all the hard work we put into it this season and even years past to get our team to even in consideration of this championship, this is special.
It's never a success if you go out losing. I think it's we put ourselves in back where this franchise need to be, being a contender. But we still got a lot of work to do.
A lot of worries in the locker room and just a disappointing way to finish.
So there's Andrew Bogut, absolutely thrilled, of course, Steph Curry. Amazing, they hadn't won a premiership for over, 40-odd years for Golden State Warriors. Just also heard from LeBron James and also Matthew Dellavedova, the man from Sacramento, Steve Salisbury. Good day, Steve.
Kevin, the fact that I'm actually from Sacramento and not the San Francisco Bay Area really is, I really feel it a lot today because I actually grew up a Warriors fan. And then about 1990, I was at a game and the Warriors were just handed to the Kings. And I thought, I grew up in Sac and I'm sitting here rooting against my hometown team. I'm a bad guy, and I switched. And, I'm really happy for the Warriors. I got it wrong. I said the Cavs would win this thing in six. But I do have to congratulate the Warriors, and I have to congratulate their fans because, as somebody in that audio clip stated, these are very loyal fans who've waited a long time.
Over 40 years, isn't it?
It was 1975. I was old enough barely to remember the last time they did that. And it was... I remember they won in four games back in 1975. They beat the Washington Bullets. I do remember that. And Rick Barry, who was my favorite player at the time, I think was the MVP. The Warriors have been a really bad franchise, and it's really nice for those fans. So I do feel really – I wanted the Cavs to win. I root for greatness, and I wanted to see LeBron do something that – I think he still did do something that we've never seen before and we may never see again, but – you can't – basically what it comes down to, Kevin, is a man is not an island. The better team won.
Now, can I ask you this question then?
Yeah.
If Kevin Love had not been injured and Kyrie Irving hadn't been injured as well, so they have Love and Irving in the side, do they win the championship?
I believe they do.
So was it decided simply by injury?
Oh, look, injuries happen, so you can't – if you're a Cleveland fan, you can't point to that. But
if they lost Thompson or Steph Curry.
Oh, if they lost their two and three players.
Not win.
Yeah, if the Warriors lost their second and third best players, absolutely they'd have been hard pressed to win even a game in that series. But I mean, I said to you in February, either late January or February, I sat in here and I said Cleveland's gonna win the title. I thought they were gonna be they beat the Mavericks.
But they didn't have injured players then.
No, they didn't have injured players. So I feel like get used to this right here. Get used to the Warriors and the Cavaliers because it's gonna be like this for a while.
Would they feel robbed of the title this year?
No, not really. I think if you listen to what LeBron said, he goes, look, we've got this franchise back where it needs to be. What he did, he's in my mind, once again, he's proved he's the best of all time. He was scintillating. He reminded me, actually, Kevin, of Sir William Wallace. Remember Sir William Wallace? How he fought with that group of Scots in the Scottish Independence.
Yeah.
I mean, he was fighting like that. I looked at it, and he had
Braveheart.
Yeah, he had nobody around him. Dellavedova is a marginal NBA player, and people think I'm criticizing him. I'm not. That's a praise. That's high praise for a guy who's a marginal NBA player who was not drafted to be able to contain the best scorer in the world for two games, and that's exactly what he did. Unfortunately for the Cavs, they did not have the players. They didn't. They couldn't.
Well, they ran out of players. They
ran out of players, and in this series, they didn't have the players. And the problem, and I said this to you, I said, look, the longer this series goes on, the more I think it favors Golden State because they've got fresher legs. And if you see, I thought it was a brilliant coaching job. Initially, I said to you, I thought that Blatt was out coaching Steve Kerr because his team was dictating the tempo, which was to slow it down, have the bigs play, because they could win that game. they couldn't win the running up and the running and gunning game that the Warriors played. So I was really impressed with Coach Steve Kerr, because after whatever they were down 2-1, he brought in Andre Iguodala and gave him a lot more playing time. And Iguodala did not start in a single game in a series, ended up being the MVP of the whole series. I think LeBron should have been the MVP because we've never seen a player. He led both teams, Kevin, in scoring, in rebounding, and assists. He was exhausted.
Why did they give the MVP to Iguodala?
Because Iguodala was a pivotal player for the winning team. It depends. Again, this is one
they
of those.
They do that a lot in American sport, don't they?
Yeah, they do. This is one of those.
Goes to the winning team.
It hasn't always, but 95% of the time it does. And I think it's just a case of people can kind of decide their own criteria on this, and this is what they do.
A lot of SMSs asking this. Where does this leave Bogut? Did not play in the last two games career-wise. Where does it leave?
Oh, Bogut's fine.
And also, with Dellavedova, will he get picked up now in free agency?
I think Dellavedova will re-sign with the Cavaliers. I think they love him there, and I think what happens a lot of times in sport, and it's not necessarily a good thing for the franchise, but it's a good thing for the player. People in Cleveland fell in love with his heart, his determination, his effort, his grit, all that stuff. He did what you like to call an AFL, the one percenters. That's going to – and I said this to you at the time. I said he's brilliant, and that may be – overstating it a bit, but he's taken advantage of a perfect opportunity. He's made the very best of a perfect opportunity. He's a limited player, but he impacted and helped his team win two games. In game three, there is no one else other than LeBron and Dellavedova that you could count on. And unfortunately, that's kind of the way it was for the entire series. Don't mistake Bogut sitting on the bench the last couple of games for him not being a pivotal part. What Kerr said in the interview after the game was, I'm really impressed with these players. He brought up two players in particular. He brought up, I think, David Lee and someone else and said, these guys have been starters. And because of matchups, they sat on the bench. They were happy to come out off the bench. What he was basically doing is he's praising his team. He's got a team of really good guys who are willing to do whatever it takes. And Bogut is a very pivotal part of that team, so he'll be back for sure. Dellavedova, I think, will re-sign with Cleveland as well.
Taking your calls along with Steve Salisbury, 9429 1116 04 33 98 1116, if you'd like to send through an SMS. Tim's in St Kilda. G'day, Tim.
G'day, KB. I just want to talk about LeBron. I disagree. It shouldn't have been MVP. It shouldn't have been compared to Jordan.
Oh, God, stop it. How could you possibly say something so...
You're a waffler. He fails to bring his teammates into the game and elevate him to his level.
He can't do everything, Timmy. He can't.
I can tell you, Jordan brought the whole side in.
Oh, you know what? Stop watching 1996 highlights. Jordan had bad games. Jordan never, ever, no player has ever done what LeBron James just did. He took the worst roster ever and went to six games. People just won't. They just can't. They can't see it. He is so phenomenal. It's unbelievable.
So he's a one-man team. That's what
unfortunately, you're saying. Unfortunately, he had to be a one-man team. He got a little bit out of Dellavedova in those two games, which certainly helped, because I don't know that they could have won those two games without Matthew playing the way he did.
Tim, thanks for that. So can I ask you this question? Others may agree or disagree with Tim. Give us a buzz, 9429 1116. But do both these sides keep all their players?
Well, it depends on each player's contract. Typically what you see is if guys want to win and they're close to winning, they stick around. They want to win. Kevin Love is the most interesting of all these cases because he has the ability to opt out. And if he does, there's talk that he may want to go to Boston or he may want to go to L.A. If he leaves Cleveland, he right now can look at this and think, and he probably is, you know, we took this team without our second and third best players to six games. We've got a healthy Kyrie. I'll be healthy next year. LeBron's still the greatest there is. We've got a lot of different, you know, guys on the, you know, Varejao will be back. Tristan Thompson may resign. There's a lot of guys. We have the makings of a team that's going to win a title. They're going to win a title. I think they might win it next year if everybody comes back. So it'll be interesting to see. It depends on each guy's individual contract. If a guy has won a title and is looking to get paid, he may opt out. Oftentimes, like if you're Iguodala will be an interesting one because Iguodala now is an MVP. I don't know what his contract situation is, but his agent can go out to different teams and go, look at, Andre helped his team win a title. Andre's the type of player you want. So other teams that are in the mix, maybe teams in the West like the Clippers or OKC or those other teams, may look to bring in someone like Iguodala.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll take your calls, 9429 1116. Don't forget, if you think you can stump Steve, of course, the Spelling Bee champion of America. He was a star as a kid over there as the Spelling Bee champion. If you can stump Steve, you always pick up a great prize, a great book, as well as many other prizes as well. And the book today, of course, is Gay. It's a life story of Gay Waterhouse, and that's all thanks to Santo down at Melbourne Sportsbook. So always give him a call on 0421 793 833. So if you want to stump Steve, give a call through as well, 9429 1116. 22 minutes past 10, also coming up, of course, stump Steve, and we'll spin the wheel for that. If you're lining up to have your crack and see if you can stump the Spelling Bee champion. Mark Hayes also will join us, Golf Australia, of course, media manager over there at the US Open Golf Championship. Starts tomorrow morning. We've got eight Aussies in the field. Michelangelo Rucci will join us from Adelaide, talk about the big game tonight as well. And a lot of other things, including Patrick Dangerfield off to the Cats. And then the Bar's Johnny Ralph will join us in the studio, taking your calls, of course, and his famous three stings. Back to our callers. And Dermy is in Boleyn, wants to talk about LeBron James. G'day, Dermy.
Yeah, mate, how are you going?
Good, thanks. Thanks for joining us.
I just want to make a statement about LeBron James and the previous call that compared him to Jordan. I think that LeBron couldn't do any more in that series, and the same thing sort of fell back on him last season against Miami. I think no matter what LeBron does, he's never going to get the credits compared to Jordan. But he's by far the best player that I've ever witnessed. And if he can catch a break in the finals, I mean, if Kyrie and Kevin Love was there, would be a completely different story. I also want to know what Blatt was doing by not playing Sean Marion in the final.
Very, I agree with you 100% on your assessment on LeBron. I like to argue with people. I mean, if someone said I was yelling at the player or the caller, I'm having a good time. I've got a big smile on my face, so I'm never. It'd be another thing if this kind of stuff really mattered in life, right? But I don't know what the hell he was doing with Marion. And Marion was a very good defensive player. And for whatever reason, Blatt didn't think he could use him, which I didn't understand. I mean, whenever a guy loses a series, there's going to be people, because there's so many bloggers and people on radio now, that'll second guess what he did or what he didn't do. So, it was a peculiar call, in my opinion. But obviously he knows his roster better than the rest of us do, right? So he made the call and he's got to live with it.
Dermy, thanks for that. Let's go to Johnny in Richmond. Also wants to talk about the big man. G'day, John.
Hi, guys. Yeah, just on the whole LeBron-Jordan thing again. I just don't see how LeBron is as good as him when it comes to, like, the finals, and especially the NBA. I mean, the NBA finals, you're talking about a guy that wins six times, won six MVPs, won them all. LeBron has a 2-4 record now. I mean, that is really poor.
It's why? It's a team game. It's a team game, John. It's a team game. You can't do it by yourself. You look at every great player in history. Jordan had good players around him. Larry Bird had good players around him. Magic Johnson had good players around him. Nobody can do it by themselves. If Jordan lost, say, Horace Grant and Scottie Pippen or maybe Dennis Rodman, he wouldn't have beaten Utah. He wouldn't have beaten Seattle. He probably wouldn't have beaten Phoenix. It's a team game. That's the thing that people don't get. Yeah, 6-0 is brilliant, but he had the best team and the best coach.
What do you think about that? By having great players around him made him even greater, John.
Oh, look, I think he's made them like Jordan's. Like the whole persona around him is unbelievable, but like he did make players better around him. I mean, Dennis Rodman, unbelievable defensive player, but he was never an attacking threat. You know, he made Luke Longley better. Scottie Pippen was, he'll always go down as one of the greats, even with it or without Jordan. That's how good he was. And that's fair enough. That's a fair call. LeBron didn't have his wingman for those finals.
John, thanks for your call. Can I ask you this? Has Michael Jordan ever made any comment about LeBron James, like a former champion saying, look, I think he's fantastic, I think he's up there with the greatest players that's ever played, you could argue he's the greatest. I mean, has he ever given any accolades to LeBron James?
Oh, I think I've heard him say that he's great, but I don't think anyone's ever questioned. I mean, Jordan's the type of guy who would never say someone was better than him, and that's what kind of made him so great, is that he just had this. The one thing I'll say about Jordan, that is undeniable is that he had the will to win like no one. I mean, the only other player that even comes close in my mind is Kobe Bryant. I mean, they're assassins. These guys are assassins on the basketball court. LeBron's a lot more like Magic Johnson, who's a facilitator. You look in the game yesterday, one of the criticisms that a lot of people were hitting me up with on Twitter was, why the hell isn't he, why is he so unselfish? Give the ball to different players. He didn't have anybody he could give the ball to, unfortunately. No one could hit a shot until J.R. Smith started hitting shots when the game was late. Out of question.
Clint has joined us in Tarnit. G'day, Clint.
Hi, guys. How are we?
Hey, good. Clint.
I'm on the same thing with LeBron. I think if you put Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, or Jordan on that team, they couldn't have beaten Golden State either.
That's exactly right. You got to have other players. No one's ever done it by themselves. Every single team that's ever won a title has had great players, and that's the thing that Jordan. People think I don't like Jordan. I was not a fan of Jordan, but I can't deny that he was like the most amazing thing ever. He was fantastic. He was a phenomenon. He's like Elvis Presley. But he had great players around him. You have to have good players around him. You have to. You can't do it by yourself. And so that's why, you take LeBron and put him on any team in the East, and he probably would have taken that team to the finals. That's how bad the East is, but that's how great he is.
Thanks for that. It's now time to stump Steve.
Stump, yes!
Kabara Goya. I know it! I totally know it. C-A-B-A-R-A-G-O-Y-A. Kabara Goya. What?
Kabara Goya is spelled K-A-B-A-R-A-G-O-Y-A.
Any more brain busters?
One of the smartest men alive. Is there anyone smarter? It's time to try and stump Steve.
Stump, yes!
What we have got today is the champions select footy cards, of course. We've got the beautiful Pataki Australian legs of ham as well, off to the Gold Pass with the Gold Pass to the Comics Lounge, and also got a double pass down at Devil Bend's Golf Club on the Mornington Peninsula. It's the premier golf destination. So some great prizes there, and the life story of Gay Waterhouse. So let's spin the wheel, and we'll take 1 to 10. So the callers are lining up, and we'll see who's going to try and stump Steve's. Very big spin this morning. It's landed on number 5, and number 5 is Macca out on the road. G'day, Macca.
Hey, g'day, KB and Steve. How are you guys?
Hey, Macca.
Now, Macca, have you got a very good word for Steve? He got stumped last week, Steve, for the very first time.
I know, that one was it was a silent C that killed me last
yes.
week.
Yes.
So there better not be a silent C here in this word.
What
friend.
Have you got for him, Macca?
There might be. Obviously, we can go back-to-back, KB. Anaphylactic.
I know a bit about.
What does it mean?
It's an allergy. There was a kid actually in our that died from that near us. So I know anaphylactic. Anaphylactic is spelled A-N-A-P-H-Y-L-A-C-T-I-C. Anaphylactic. Boom.
I know it. I totally know it.
Is that right, Macca?
Yeah, that's correct, guys.
Ah, fantastic. Well, look, he's hard to stump, but obviously, you actually pulled out a word that you knew something about this.
Yeah,
because
my
son didn't
actually
know what
has
anaphylactic was.
Well, it's because it's, I don't know what it is. Macca, you got kids?
Yes.
Yeah, so a lot of kids now have to have, one of my three kids had to have an EpiPen, which is a thing that you hit into their leg real quick if they start to get this anaphylactic shock, so. Yeah, I know a bit about it, and I probably read the word 100 times. So,
well done, Macca. Stay on the line, though. You've still picked up a bunch of great prizes. We'll catch you next week, Steve.
Yes, Kevin. I look forward to it. I guess we can irritate more listeners. People think I'm bad-tempered, and I interrupt people. I apologize. I'm not bad-tempered.
If you're an American and you came out to Australia for the first time,
yeah,
and you saw on Anzac Day Collingwood playing the Bombers, and then you went last night and saw State of Origin, which game would Americans like most of all?
Well, since you'd have, there are a lot of Feral fans there last night, but since you'd have Collingwood playing, you'd have equal amount of Feral fans. I'm just kidding. I actually enjoyed it last night. I love the rivalry. I think there's a lot of cheap shots, but I actually think there's more artistry to AFL. I probably would be more impressed by the skill of AFL, but it's, you know, it's very, it's, growing up with gridiron, that's a very, it's, you know, rugby league is quite similar. Just get the ball and run into the line. But I enjoyed it. But more than the game, I enjoyed the intensity between the teams and the rivalry, which is obviously a great rivalry between New South Wales and Queensland. But I'd go AFL.
Steve, always brought to you by Eco Garage Doors. Don't forget, if you need an insulated garage door, give Eco Garage Door a call, because if you actually get a garage door from Eco Garage Doors, they'll actually send $200 to your favourite charity or sporting club. So it's a fantastic deal. So you pick out the garage door that you want, and then they send money off to your favourite club or charity. So all you have to do is give them a call on 9703 1500. That's 9703 1500. Or go online at www.ecogaragedoors.com.au to see their exclusive garage door profiles and their super smooth motors. And we'll catch you next week.
Sounds good, buddy.
Coming up, Mark Hayes is going to join us from the States, the US Open Golf Championship.